Proclamation number 0453 of 7th of June, 1938. Strange phenomena for unbelievers. The plight of the earth. Oh, see the earthly children's distress. It is only understandable to a few that the Lord comes to his own, and in no way do people come to meet the Lord. That is why he wants to call them and make himself known, but they also do not want to recognize. And so the fight for each soul is not a small one. If the Lord asks the ones who are his to fight for him, then this is also certainly necessary. The great need of the earth can only be reduced if a diligent work would begin, and this again is only then possible if the Spirit of God works visibly, because people's lack of faith is so far that only enormous signs are able to get people's attention. All things ordinary can no longer dissuade them from their current thinking. Only strange, inexplicable phenomena can cause them to pay attention, to start thinking about the most important problem, about the eternal Godhead. How far humans have themselves removed from the right faith, can only he alone who stands over everything know. And because the Divine Father love has mercy, it intervenes and shakes people awake. Often probably against the will of mankind, but always for their salvation, if only the slightest attention is paid to the loving intention of the Heavenly Father. The hints given to people will never contradict what the Lord demands of his own. For example, no advice and instructions will be given that is against the divine commandments. But the will of the Lord will always be expressed in every announcement, which again is only intended to work with enlightening effect for the doubters and unbelievers. The greatest commandment is also here the love. Who tries to guide his fellow man on the right path in love, remains always merely an executive instrument of God. He does everything what the Father himself would do as if he were visible on earth among the people. But this is how the Lord uses a servant in the flesh. To bridge the gap between him and the earthly child, to make it more trusting and to move it to accept the truths and to adjust itself affirmatively to everything divine. Life on earth is short and painful, but so full of grace, for whoever desires these graces. And the Lord aims at nothing else than that the earthly children do not reject this grace, but may draw from it the strength to unite with the Lord in spirit and through all actions on earth. Woe betide anyone who does not recognize this, and therefore has to struggle so unspeakably on earth and later in the hereafter. But now the proofs of divine favor will visibly appear on earth, that also the most unbelieving will waver in his views. That also he will deal with such thoughts and only needs to follow his heart, which already shows him in the right direction. And he will be allowed to receive all the graces and proofs of love of the Lord. For it is his will to refresh and consider all who are of good will, and that is why he works ceaselessly with, and through, his warriors on earth. Amen.